The death of British broadcaster David Frost over the weekend brought back memories of his interviews with famous people. Frost was known especially for his series of interviews with former President Richard Nixon. Most recently, he hosted a news and interview program on Al Jazeera English. But for NPR's Art Silverman, before there was the serious side of Frost, there was a satirical one.
It was 1964. I was a high school student in New Jersey. Into the sitcom world of TV came a smart and clever show featuring David Frost. It was called That Was the Week That Was.
That was the week that was. LBJ makes hay.
It had begun in the UK. Now it was here, an anomaly on American television. To say I was a fan would be an understatement. I recorded all the shows, the sound, that is. Home video is still years away. And some weeks, I take the bus into Manhattan to see the show in person in its NBC studios.
David Frost, Henry Morgan, Elliot Reed.
That was the week that was. Water floods the news. Johnson wants to freshen up salt water, so Israelis won't disturb the River Jordan's flow. Castro pulls the plug on Guantanamo. That was the week that was.
After its up-to-the-minute headlines were sung, Frost and others would make incisive and funny jokes about political figures and other newsmakers.
Nelson Rockefeller, of course, says, why should a man be prevented from becoming president simply because he's a divorcee? Senator Margaret Chase Smith says, why should a man be prevented from becoming president simply because he's a woman? And Richard Nixon says, why should a man be prevented from becoming president simply because he's Richard Nixon? Even so, the Republican Party could well settle for him in the end. He is, after all, the only candidate with experience in the one area where the polls show the Republican nominee is going to need it. Defeat.
It's obvious here that David Frost's long entanglement with Richard Nixon predated his sit-down with the disgraced ex-president. It even predated the Nixon presidency. But That Was the Week That Was didn't last long. It just didn't take with the American audience, and it was canceled in the spring of 1965. I was there for the last show. With my little, unreliable portable tape recorder, I went up to David Frost and poked a microphone his way. Nervously, I upcut my own question.
I'd like to say for New Jersey.
For New Jersey, I would like to say thank you to New Jersey because over the weeks of the show, I've done so many jokes about Hoboken, New Jersey, Bayonne, New Jersey. And to everybody in New Jersey, particularly Hoboken and Bayonne, thank you very much.
Thank you.
As you can hear, Frost didn't buckle under my tough questioning. He was a perfect gentleman to a pipsqueak from the wrong side of the Hudson River. And he was just as gentlemanly in how he said farewell to his audience when the time came to end the run of That Was the Week That Was.
Well, personally, I hate goodbye, so let me just say hello out there, because that's it, really. That was the week that was. That was. Good night.
Well, personally, I hate goodbyes, too. I'll just say, that was David Frost. That was. He died Saturday at age 74. Art Silverman, NPR News.
That was the week that was. It's over, let it go. Oh, what a week that was. That was.
The producer acknowledges the cooperation of the BBC and David Frost's appearance by special arrangement with them.